Good afternoon, everyone. John Carter here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Schur Family Pharmacy, with four convenient locations to serve you in Caseville, Elkton, Pigeon, and Sebring. Put your trust in your local pharmacist at Schur Family Pharmacy. Are you sure? A preliminary examination was underway today for Mark Wesley Rolfe, facing multiple charges of criminal sexual conduct, fourth degree. A witness intimidation charge was dismissed. The prosecution requested amending offense dates and binding Rolfe over for additional court counts of criminal sexual conduct, fourth degree, for both victims. They argued testimony established touching for sexual gratification with force or coercion, citing Rolfe's position of authority and the victim's fear. The defense opposed binding over, citing the victim's delayed reporting the initial denials and initial denials as undermining credibility. They argued a lack of physical evidence and no proof of sexual touching or intent for sexual gratification. The court recessed to review the evidence and legal statements. The court found that Mr. Rolfe intentionally touched the victims inappropriately all over clothing. This conduct was determined to be for sexual arousal and or gratification based on testimony regarding discussions between Mr. Rolfe and the victims. The court also found that force was used for touching on both victims. Additionally, Mr. Rolfe's position of authority over the victims and the provision of gifts constituted coercion. The elements for criminal sexual conduct in the fourth degree have been met for both victims. The case is now bound over to the circuit court for an arraignment scheduled for Monday, April 27th at 9 a.m. Five counts are associated on one victim and two counts with the other victim. And a grass fire response on Saginaw's east side led to a grim discovery Wednesday morning as firefighters located human remains behind a vacant structure. Crews had been dispatched shortly before noon to the area of Bagley Street and East Holland Road after reports of a fire spreading through nearby grass. While working to contain the flames, firefighters found the body of an adult male and immediately notified law enforcement. Police, along with investigators from the Michigan State Police Major Crimes Unit, secured the scene and began collecting evidence. Authorities have not yet confirmed the man's identity or cause of death and say efforts are underway to notify next of kin. Anyone with information is being asked to contact the Saginaw Police Department or submit tips anonymously through Crime Stoppers. When we come back after the Schur Family Pharmacy sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
Ultimate convenience. When you're sick and need to pick up a prescription, the last thing you want to do is be in public or walk through a store. That's why Schur Family Pharmacy is so proud to offer a drive-thru in our new Caseville location. Now located under the same roof as Schur Primary Care Caseville, just across the street from the hardware store, Schur Family Pharmacy in Caseville is open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., now with a drive-thru. Need something on the weekend? Schur Family Pharmacy is still open in Sebring on Saturdays, and our Pigeon location is still open 7 days a week, just steps away from our walk-in clinic in Pigeon. And don't forget about our Elkton location either, just a block behind the post office and still with curbside delivery Monday through Friday. So when it comes to ultimate convenience, know that your friends and experts at Schur Family Pharmacy have you covered, with four locations to serve you in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and Sebring. Schur Family Pharmacy. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing on with our local news, in Saginaw County, a nearly two-year-old homicide investigation has led to an arrest in the shooting death of a retired Bay City teacher. Authorities say 23-year-old Bryce Rowley of Swartz Creek has been charged with multiple offenses, including open murder, in connection with the death of 80-year-old John Strachan. Stretchin, a former math teacher at Bay City Western High School, was fatally shot while driving along I-75 near the Holland Road exit in Buena Vista Township during the early morning hours of May 17, 2024. Investigators at the time indicated the shooting was not random, but few additional details were released. According to court records, surveillance footage placed Rowley and Stretchin together prior to the shooting, and cell phone data reportedly showed the two were in close proximity at the time of the incident. The case remained unsolved for nearly 2 years before the recent arrest. Rowley had previously faced charges in a separate Saginaw shooting months after Stretchin's death, though those charges were later dismissed following a preliminary hearing. In the Stretchin case, no motive has been publicly identified. Michigan State Police say continued investigative efforts ultimately led to the arrest. Rowley is currently being held without bond at the Saginaw County Jail as the case moves forward. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. A Net News Update was brought to you by Schur Family Pharmacy, with four convenient locations to serve you in Caseville, Elkton, Pigeon, and Sebring. Put your trust in your local pharmacist at Schur Family Pharmacy. Are you sure?